This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're kicking off the third hour. The number, if you want, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Beginning of the show, we were doing, we weren't doing the interview, but we're sharing an interview with Dr. Carl Hart, the author of Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. And then we got into an unusual conversation with a caller about sort of the use of drugs.
Balls.
For changing gender. And so if you want to comment on whatever you want, you're welcome to join us here. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So we're going to go back into your, or to this story, and we'll get to your calls if you make them. But you can also contact us online over at freetalklive.com. Hop into our chat server there where people are busily talking about various different things in different chat rooms. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to find those rooms and get the instructions on how to join that server. So Dr. Carl Hart, he's a neuroscientist. He is a professor at Columbia University, and he wrote a book, Drug Use for Grown-Ups. And it sounds like it's a really interesting book. He talks a lot about people, you know, being able to make choices for themselves as long as they don't harm others. And he's really doing an interesting job of kind of taking down some of the mythology surrounding a lot of these drugs and drug overdoses. He specifically addresses opiate overdoses and says that a lot of the people who are being reported as opiate overdoses, a lot of drug deaths that are reported as opiate overdoses, may have involved opiates. But they also involved a lot of other drugs. There were other drugs that were found in the systems of the people who died from so-called opiates, and then they just chalked them up, either in the media or the government for whatever propaganda purposes, and called it an opiate death. So,
look out. Certainly what we've seen during COVID indicates that they have no problems
falsifying
that kind of data for political advantage. So
absolutely.
Sure.
So he's being interviewed by Sean Illing from Vox.com. And Illing says, you mentioned Spain, Austria, and a couple of other countries, but have any of these places emulated fully the drug model you'd like to see in the U.S.? And if so, what were the results? Carl Hart responds by saying, at the moment, no country has legally regulated all the drugs discussed in my book. I think several countries are on the right track, including Portugal and Switzerland. Ultimately, and by the way, now Oregon, with decriminalization of all personal amounts of all drugs in Oregon, which happened starting in February, so it's now been like 3 weeks. That's been
a tourist hotspot.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And, of course, the problem remains until they've eliminated the laws and eliminated any licensing regime that they may have, they're still having a war on drugs.
Yeah, it still needs to be legal to buy, sell, grow, manufacture,
it should
distribute.
Be regulated like carrots.
Ship. Yeah, all of these things should be legal. But allowing individual people to have some personal amount of drugs is still a good step in the right direction, and that's what they're doing in Portugal.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say that ultimately it would be ideal for countries to regulate drugs people seek in a similar way that alcohol is regulated. I disagree completely with that.
Not a good idea.
What you want to see, if you're a libertarian, if you're a liberty-minded person, what you want to see happen is not regulation by government, but by the free market, but by allowing the market actors to come up with their own standards for manufacture, to come up with their, because, you know, you have these things in areas where government is not involved, like in your computer field, for instance, there are certifications, and some certifications are better than others and more respected than others.
Yeah, they're not all legally mandated.
Almost none of them are, I don't think, right?
None of them are.
I mean,
there's nothing that you're legally required to be certified to do.
I mean, like FCC certifications are certain.
You're talking about for hardware.
Yeah.
I meant computer.
Okay. I was thinking like programming.
Like computer repair services. Oh, yeah, that's totally unregulated.
Or programming.
Yeah, totally unregulated computer repair services.
Or, you know, you can look at other industries. For instance, in the restaurant business, yes, there are regulations, health code regulations, but a lot of restaurants go much higher than that. They have their own set of standards, whether they be provided by the franchise, whatever the corporation is providing a franchise to somebody. They usually have a set of standards. Some companies, they hire ServSafe and others to certify their employees so they know that they know how to handle things safely in the kitchen and things like that. So, you know, the market can provide these things. Underwriters Laboratories, for example, is another great example of the market doing its own kind of self-regulation.
Yeah. And the unfortunate thing is, you know, people don't think about the cost of regulation to random others. You know, there's a lot of people who are homeless today who would not be homeless if there were fewer regulations on what kind of home you could rent, what kind of home you could build, what the amenities have to be.
That's right.
Maybe somebody would rather sleep in a room with fewer windows than are permitted by law than sleep under a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't afford that many windows, and however many windows the landlord builds, that's going to be reflected in the rent.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I want to point out, too, is that when people think things are regulated, often they're regulated and then certain companies get, like, exceptions to them. Or something along that lines. And I can think of some great examples. Like, they had some exceptions for computers. If you imported a computer, you didn't have to pay a duty on delivery. But if you assembled computers in the United States from parts, all those parts had duties, but but the computers themselves would then incur those costs. Whereas if you just imported the full computer, it wouldn't incur those costs. And what that basically did was the only companies that were affected were the companies who were small businesses actually operating in the United States and bringing jobs to the United States. And the whole idea with the duties in the first place, or the tariffs, I should say, is to bring jobs back to the United States, but you've literally put people out of work and you've shut small businesses that actually are operating here.
Sean asks Carl Hart, so why do you think it's important to divorce addiction from drugs? He says, addiction has everything to do with concurrent illnesses. Someone may have pain issues not being treated, or schizophrenia, or anxiety, or depression. People with these conditions are far more likely to become addicted. They have to approach drug use very differently from people who don't have these conditions. So that's one thing. And another thing is how we talk about people in, say, the Rust Belt, where the opioid crisis has hit especially hard. So many of these people used to be employed in factories that have been shipped to other countries or scaled back. These were middle-class jobs, and now they're gone. So you have people who lost their role in society, whose life has been drained of meaning, and that's what drives addiction, whether it's for alcohol or opioids. And then you have people who just aren't mature enough to use drugs responsibly. When I was younger, he says, I did a lot of stupid stuff and probably met the criteria for being an alcoholic. But as I developed and learned skills, that changed. So if we're concerned about drug addiction in general, we have to focus on the root causes. Marrying drugs and addiction leads to focusing on drugs and in turn hiring more cops who cannot deal with the underlying problems. And we've seen this so many times where a person who has these underlying problems, they get arrested and now they got more problems.
Yeah.
And it hasn't solved whatever their underlying problems was. It probably made those problems worse. Now they don't have a job. They might have had a job before they got arrested. They didn't show up at work the day after they got arrested. They got fired. Oh, they've been in jail for the last 2 months? Guess what? You just lost your apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, this is a thing. You know, everybody's always out to punish people, you know, to try and solve a problem. And usually punishment doesn't solve the problem. It just makes it worse. What you really want to focus on on is minimization of harm, and you know that applies across the board, whether we're talking drugs or pretty much anything else.
Right.
There's ultimately going to be harm in society, and you know, punishment. What's that going to do? Okay, so you got revenge on somebody.
Nobody who
really helps society.
It's not helping them at all.
It doesn't help them.
It doesn't
help
the individual. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Nobody who's interacted with addicts on a regular basis can rationally make the argument that the problem is they're not suffering enough.
yeah, right?
We're going to help you by putting you in a jail cell. No, it doesn't. What is the goal of these people? You know, it's always interesting to ask the
drug warrior. Goal of these people is very simple. They want to protect Big Pharma's turf from superior competitors.
Well, that's what the politicians want, for sure.
And that's all. Everybody's in it for the money, mostly. And then there's a few misguided idiots who think they're going to save the world.
That's a good point. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. Phones are open, as always, here. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to comment on drugs and the abuse of them or the use of them and the mythology surrounding it. You're welcome to join us here. More with Carl Hart in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the drug war myths that Carl Hart has been taking apart here in an interview from Fox. Carl Hart, the author of Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. We can tell you more about that on the way with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
As we continue here, I do want you to know about ForkFest coming up here in 4 months. It's going to be here before you know it.
Wow. It's just 4 months away now, huh?
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's going to be June 28th through July 4th, and it will be a decentralized Liberty Camping Festival. It's happening in Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely splendid location. It'll have, I don't know, hundreds of people attending
it? At least.
We don't know. We have no idea because there are no tickets that are being sold to this because there are no tickets.
Well, we do have a map now, though, so
that's
we
right.
do have a better idea than before.
And I'm loving the map, by the way. It was provided by the boys over at AnyPay. You can go to ForkFest.com, and you can see the map where people have already started to list where they're planning on having their sites.
And I know there's more people on there than are listed on the map still. So
than what?
Than are listed on the map still. So there's, I know there's people who have not listed
themselves yet.
Yeah, said they registered. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. I think this is going to lead more people to find more of the services that are available on the campground, because that was always a challenge.
Oh,
where
definitely.
Are the things? Where do you go? And so the map will help with that. Check out also ForkFest.party. That's a site that will give you some basic information about the event, the when and the where and that sort of thing. You can connect into the ForkFest Telegram chat room as well as the ForkFest forum and more. Head over to ForkFest.party. And again, mark your calendar. Start planning now for June 28th through July 4th. This summer, we will see you there. I believe the three of us, we're all going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Right on. All right, we're going to go to Anarcho-Republican calling us from Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello?
Oh. With a quote from the Venerable Edward R. Murrow.
Okay.
A nation of sheep begets a government of wolves.
Hmm.
And now the issue about this drug problem is, to me, you know, I'm not a big opiate user. I mean, even if I get, they give them to me, the doctor gives them for some reason. I use them for a couple days. They make me constipated. I don't like feeling numb. So I stash them away, and then I use them whenever I hurt myself. But see, the problem is the prohibition means that not only are we protecting, you know, abusers, supposedly, what we're doing is keeping, you know, normal people from the use of painkillers that could be useful to them. You know, advantageous if they hurt themselves. You hurt yourself, you got to go to the doctor, you got to go to the clinic, you got to bag them for the right painkiller,
right,
so you can feel better. It actually hurts more people. It's a minority of addicts, but the majority have to face the prohibition. I'll give you an example. It used to be you could get really good cough syrup, NyQuil or whatever was really good. All of a sudden, I guess kids figured out if they guzzled it, it'd make them high.
So all of a sudden, hydrate.
I can't get good cough syrup anymore. So when I get a cold, I can't even get good cough syrup anymore.
Yeah.
This is what's happening to our society. So there's a.
By the way, kids, don't try this at home. What you're referring to is dextromethorphan hydrobromide is the active chemical in there.
Also, turpentine hydrate and things like that
has
codeine. So that's a mild opiate.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not sure that you can just. Like, drink this stuff, isn't it? Isn't
you
that,
can. It's not a good idea. That's why I was saying kids don't try this.
It'll, like, kill you, won't it? Because of the ingredients? I think
well,
you have to extract
that. How else do you take cough syrup? Of course you drink it. How else do you take cough syrup? Of course you drink it.
Yeah.
Well, no. Large amounts of it is, I presume, is how you would.
I mean, if you drink enough of it, it will kill you. But if you take enough of anything with codeine, then it will kill you. There's
right.
a sweet spot
yeah, well,
between,
yeah, okay,
you know.
Okay, so in that case, nobody gets to have a bad sore throat taken care of. So I have to stash this stuff away. But let me tell you something. Forget about the expiration dates. I was thinking, I had a couple of Tylenol. I had a bad hangover one day. I had a couple of Tylenol 3s. I thought, well, these have been around for a couple of years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I better take two of them. Bad idea.
Ooh,
bad idea.
Really?
They didn't lose their juice. So what I suggest is when you get the medicine, stash it away in case you break a leg or bust a thumb or like I did. I dropped a hammer on my toe today. No painkiller. I had to suffer.
Well, these days you can get anything you want on the dark web.
That's true. That's worth looking at.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, sure. If you want to, there's nefarious characters involved in all that, too.
I got some antibiotics around the house just in case.
I'm going to leave you with one last quote. This is my own. Being a big person requires a small government.
I like
All right,
it.
Guys. guys.
I like
good
it.
Night.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people who are pretty enormous getting their welfare checks.
Yeah, that's true, too. I think he meant it differently. But but I did want to follow up on what I was saying about kids don't try this at home. The reason why you don't want to drink a lot of cough syrup, Chris, is because it has a bunch of other things in it. The active ingredient they might be seeking, whether it's codeine or whether it's dextromethorphan hydrobromide, which is a cough suppressant that can lead to, what's the terminology? It is a dissociative. So if you drink enough, if you take enough DXM, you mm-hmm. will disassociate, and that's what some of the people are looking for when they're drinking these things. But you're also getting a bunch of acetaminophen at the same time and whatever other crap they're putting in these, NyQuils or
yeah,
whatever.
It's not
a good plan.
I thought the main thing that people were doing was they were boiling it down and creating like heroin or something.
No.
You can use cough syrup in the process of making meth.
Meth, that's what you're thinking. And then in that case, what is it they're looking for there?
They start out with
pseudoephedrine.
And
that's now highly restricted, and now they've got this stuff behind the counter. Yeah. And it's like a big pain in the butt to get.
And that's several steps out. First they were just making it from ephedrine. Mm-hmm. Then they learned how to make ephedrine out of pseudoephedrine mm-hmm. when they outlawed ephedrine.
Yeah, I was just basically saying don't make the mistake of just start drinking a bunch of this stuff because it may not have
that's
the effect
mistake.
That you want, right?
Well, it may have an effect, but it'll also have other things
have. You know, if your kidney goes or whatever, liver or whatever it is.
Yeah. If you really want to try dextromethorphan hydrobromide, I would recommend getting Dexalone, which is a product that just has DXM in it. It doesn't come along with the acetaminophen or anything like that. Now, I'm not going to say that it's going to be a good time. I'm not going to, recommend it per se, but if that's what your intention is, get the actual chemical and don't get the other things that go along with it.
Yeah, I actually bought some of that powdered. I thought it was Molly, but it wasn't.
I've actually seen people selling DXM as Molly, and it is not at all Molly. And so that was one of the first times that my ex-girlfriend and I ever had a drug tested at drug detection labs, which you can go to the website. Is it ecstasydata.org? I know they've got a new URL. I'll check that for you here. But very, very useful site where you can actually send in your drugs that you've purchased. And you got to pay for the results, but it's better to pay a few bucks and know for sure what you're going to put in your body rather than just trusting, some dealer somewhere who, in a lot of cases, the dealers don't know where they're getting things from. But the website has actually been changed. It's now drugsdata.org. Drugs, D-A-T-A, drugsdata.org. You can go there. And anyway, we sent in what was supposed to be MDMA to this website, and it came back as 100% DXM. Wasn't a shred of MDMA in it.
You gotta be careful.
You do. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, we're trying to explode some of the myths about drugs and drug use, drug prohibition. If you want to comment, you can join us here. And again, the number 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget to join our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending much of his Friday in the Lone Star State. The president speaking at a mass coronavirus vaccination center in Texas. Before that, he stopped at an emergency operations center and then a food bank in Houston. The area is facing critical food shortages due to the freezing weather and widespread power outages. Biden saying he feels bad for Texas after last week's winter storm and wants to help.
We will be true partners to help you recover and rebuild from the storms and this pandemic and the economic crisis. We're in for the long haul.
An outside panel of experts is endorsing approval of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. The panel voting unanimously to recommend the FDA approve it for emergency use. That could happen within the next week. This is USA Radio News. Costco is the latest to increase the minimum wage paid to the employees of the membership warehouse retailer.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere. In the U.S., effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide, in 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Final Wall Street numbers, the Dow losing 469 points to close at 3932. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join in here. 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. The website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. You can download archives that go back for years, like 15 years basically worth of archive there, totally free. More than you could possibly listen to. Over there at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
I'm the story that politicians tell to frighten their children.
Chris. Indeed. So we're talking about something that the politicians definitely don't want to talk about, the supermajority of them, and that is drugs, use and abuse, and those are different concepts. And that's one of the things that Carl Hart points out. Now, we don't agree with Carl Hart on everything because he does support regulation of drugs.
Yee.
And it's always unfortunate. It's so sad that there's so many people who are in the sort of the drug decrim world that support regulations as though it's somehow going to be a good thing. And ultimately, all that does is it takes, if you go from an illegal status on drugs to a regulated status, it's just still a controlled marketplace. It's just that now the government is letting its cronies be the dealers instead of criminals.
So they're solving the same problem in a different way. The problem is that Big Pharma isn't getting the money. Mm-hmm. So the first thing they do is they come out with Suboxone and Methadone, both of which are more addictive than heroin, but If you do them, you won't get thrown in prison so long as you're buying them from Big Pharma.
That's right.
And now they've got the marijuana cartels. So, yeah, the marijuana business is legal in some places, but where it's legal only for cronies. And the rest of us, the government
you.
Is still at war. It's a great big club. I ain't in it. I ain't never gonna be in it.
Yeah, this is a key thing. I think that we see in industries, all sorts of different industries. The government creates regulation solely for the purposes of handing money to their friends and whatnot. Mm. And it's it doesn't matter whether we're talking about your television service or your phone service or drugs or electronics. Everything is set up towards essentially like some sort of redirecting funds from your my pockets to somebody else's pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I love the leftists are so cute when they think that the biggest thing that government does for business is tax cuts. It's like, tax cuts, well, sure, that's nice, but no, giving them a monopoly in the first place is where they screwed up. That's the real crime.
They don't even have to like stamp a monopoly and say you're a monopoly. All they have to do is create regulations
just
that make
keep everybody out.
It makes it impossible for anybody else to do business that isn't a huge corporation, like a major international corporation,
or somebody who's bought the right influence. I know that one of the software companies I was with decided to become a military contractor, which it did by hiring a retired general who knew nothing about software. And he knew congressmen, though.
Yep.
And so basically, one year, they wrote into their spending bill a description of a piece of software that could have been ripped directly from, it was ripped directly from our requirements document that we used when we wrote the software. Nobody on earth had a product like that or could have developed it in time to offer it for sale. So
yes,
of course,
we got the deal.
We got the sale.
And then
the Navy didn't pay and we went bankrupt.
Because
we're not in the club.
The crazy thing is, I've seen this so many times, and I've seen it firsthand. And the crazy thing is, like, this kind of stuff happens even when it's not intended to like benefit the business. It's just purely intended to benefit a government employee to make his job easier or whatever. Rather than getting different products, maybe you get one product from one company, and you want to know that that product is going to work with whatever it is that you've got. So instead of having like a real open bid process, with a sort of a more general set of specifications, now it's all of a sudden it's a very specific specification. It's a certain model number of product, even though there's other products on the market with the same chipsets or that would also work. So only one company can effectively bid.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back into this interview here. Sean Illing interviewing Carl Hart. He is the neuroscientist and teacher, professor at Columbia University, author of Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. A question from the author here at Vox.com from the interviewer, Sean. He says, I'm still confused about your argument against drawing any distinctions between drugs. I cover some of the emergent research on psychedelics and mental health, and what I hear over and over again is that psychedelics like psilocybin, that's the magic mushroom drug, are non-toxic and non-addictive, and that drugs like alcohol and heroin are toxic and highly addictive. Is that just misleading? Carl Hart says, it's misleading. So the way we model addiction is by studying rats. Rats will readily take cocaine. If you put an intravenous catheter in their cage and allow them to receive injections of cocaine, they'll learn how to press a lever and take it. You have to deprive them of food and all kinds of things to get them to do it, but they'll do it if you deprive them of certain things. Now, if you take a drug like psilocybin...
And the biggest thing that seemed to make the difference in the studies that I've read about, they deprived them of companionship. They deprived them of connection to other rats.
Yep. Now, if you take a drug like psilocybin or LSD and you try and teach rats to self-administer, they won't do it. We've worked hard to get a different result, but they just won't do it. So we look at these studies, and we conclude that rats will take cocaine, but they won't take these other drugs. That's our model of addiction. Cocaine is more addictive than psilocybin. Now, this falls apart, he says, when you really look at it carefully, because you look at something like nicotine. Rats won't take it. It's a toxic substance, and they won't do it. But humans, it's the most addictive drug that we have. But that's never mentioned in a lot of these discussions. Rats won't really take alcohol either unless you make it really sweet and essentially trick them into taking it. My point isn't that all drugs are the same.
So it's not the alcohol they want, it's the sugar.
Indeed. My point isn't that all drugs are the same. It's that we selectively present a lot of this data, which is why I call it misleading. The reality is that any drug can become addictive under the right conditions, and any drug can be seen as non-addictive under the right conditions. Ealing says, is it empirically accurate to say that some drugs are, in fact, more addictive than others?
That seems a little bit misleading because it's not the drug that changes. The drug is the same no matter what. It's the observer who is different.
Well, that's what he's saying, the conditions.
The other, yeah.
He's saying the observer is one
so
of the conditions.
The drug doesn't become more or less addictive, though. The person becomes more or less susceptible to addiction.
Indeed. So the next question, is it empirically accurate to say that some drugs are, in fact, more addictive than others? He says there's not enough evidence to make that blanket statement unless you're merely talking about one component of addiction. If we're talking, for example, about physical dependence, then we have to say that opioids produce a lot of physical dependence, whereas drugs like LSD do not.
Yeah. And nicotine is probably the strongest physical dependence.
Sean Illing says, the physical dependence component seems pretty significant, but I'll just ask, what's the strongest argument you've heard on the other side of this debate? Carl Hart responds by saying, damn, that's a good question. Honestly, what I constantly hear is some variation of, drugs are bad because we said so. Drugs have been so stigmatized for so long, and we've been conditioned to think of them as inherently bad, that these narratives are just hardwired into us at this point. But I just haven't heard an argument based on logic and evidence that makes me rethink my fundamental position. I'm not saying that argument doesn't exist, but I am saying I haven't heard it. And then Ealing asks him, what's the biggest price we pay for the hysteria and stigmas around drugs? Hart says, I think we pay a tremendous cost by curtailing people's liberties, and it's difficult to estimate or calculate that price.
See, I would say the highest price we pay is all the people who die because of the war on drugs.
603-283-6160, and there are a lot of those people, but think about the millions of people who've been locked up and had their lives, even if they haven't died, they've had their lives stolen from them.
Yeah, that's true.
Years and years of billions of dollars worth of productive time down the drain. More coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Friday night episode of the show with Ian and Nobody here in our Keene studio. Don't forget, you can always go to freetalklive.com and you can support what we do in a variety of ways. Of course, there's the AMP program, which we told you about earlier. There's also a satellite fundraiser that I'm trying to bring a little bit of attention to because, well, it's time for us to consider whether to continue the satellite feeds or not. There's a not every year, but every three-year renewal term that comes up. Because it's a three-year contract.
And these are the satellites over Africa?
One's over Africa, one's over the United States, and actually North and Central America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money in the scheme of things to run these things, but it's only about $1,000 a month. I'm not at liberty to say the exact amount, but it's no more than that. And so we've been doing it for like a decade. I think I started the U.S. feed in 2010 and then Africa in 2012. So it's been going on for a long time. And it just has never really gotten any significant level of support. So right now,
well, at least no significant feedback. You don't really know how many people are listening to
it.
Yeah,
you don't know.
It.
And you don't know that. You don't know how many people listen to a radio station either.
Sure.
But every now and then,
but you've got Nielsen ratings.
We don't get that.
Oh, you don't.
No, you got to pay for those, and you got to pay a lot.
Yeah, I used to work for those guys. I didn't like them.
Yeah, it's not worth it. But anyway, my point here is, I got to make a decision. should we continue these satellite channels? I want to keep them going, but I also don't want to do a thing that really isn't valued by other people. You know, like, it's a personal mission for me, and I've done that for many years now, and it would be nice if I felt like other people actually thought it was a good idea. Now, there are about 20 people who are donating various different levels to the existing fundraiser on Patreon that's been going on since 2017. So thank you to all the folks who have been contributing to that. Unfortunately, it only makes...
It's like a whole other animal, correct?
Yeah, heroin has a much higher level of physical addiction. But the interesting thing is, I've tripped with addicts. They don't feel the withdrawal. They don't feel the withdrawal when they're on mushrooms or LSD.
They're too distracted, right?
Yeah, they're too distracted. And even that withdrawal, what that shows is that the withdrawal is not entirely physical. Withdrawal is, I believe, to some extent, psychosomatic. People become addicted to things in part, I think, because we tell them that they will.
So they know it's coming, and then they expect it, and there you go, right?
Yeah,
it's exactly. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, a self-fulfilling prophecy combined with, you know, I'm sure there's definitely a kernel of truth to it. There are some serious physiological reactions, but I think that it's much worse because we say you will be addicted to this, and that addiction will show you certain symptoms.
I'm sure that the test rats, you know, like, they're not going to be gaslighted into thinking that, you know, this is a psychosomatic thing when they're, like, freaking out, you know. So, I understand. It's like two different animals. But the LSD is not the panacea for people to help get off breaking addictions, you know, right?
There is no panacea. There's no perfect cure for anything.
Right, right.
But certainly it is something that I would like to experiment with more addicts, and I would like to find out. I don't do that in a medical context. I do it in a spiritual context. So I'm not practicing medicine. I'm practicing religion.
Okay, have to make sure that disclaimer is noted.
Yeah. All right. AA pretty much acknowledges that it's a spiritual, not a physical malady. Most of the spirituality of my church was jacked from AA. It's just a lot of people could benefit from the way of life that they espouse, even without a drug problem and even without total abstinence.
Yeah, you know, you just got to look at the whole animal and not just, you know, piece by piece.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, man, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Pepsi. I appreciate it.
All right.
One of the things that I realized when I took that trip is that this was what I was getting off crack, was that the same thing that I was doing when I was chasing crack, it was the same thing I was doing before I ever smoked crack, chasing girls. Okay, chasing other things, chasing excitement, chasing the next party. You know, I was still trying to basically keep myself distracted from the reality of my life in the same way. And a lot of those things went way down in terms of my priority for them after I took that trip. So the interesting thing about my journey in and out of crackhead land is I came out better than I went in.
I'm glad you're better.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, indeed. So let's continue here. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, as to what you're talking about, the ultimate question, and there is only one question, and let me prefix that with, is The problem with government is that they force on you what they consider to be help. And the what the true answer is what you already agree with, is to offer help in the best you know how to people that you see as needing help, but don't force it on them. And combined with that offer of help is your right to defend yourself against those that don't accept the help and can't control themselves. And government has become...
And also to defend yourself about against those obsessed with helping you.
Yeah. So the let me finish my statement. And so the ultimate question is, when, American people, are you going to stand up for what you have a right to, which is, once again, written plainly in your founding documents?
All righty. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties.
Technicalities.
Yeah.
Technicalities.
Can you mute that, nobody? That'd be appreciated if you could do that. Thank you. And thank you for the call, David. Appreciate that. Carl Hart in the interview here, the final statement from Vox.com. The question was, what's the biggest price we pay for the hysteria and stigmas around drugs? And he says, I think we pay a tremendous cost by curtailing people's liberties, and it's difficult to estimate or calculate that price. He says further, there's a reason that we're required to learn Patrick Henry's speech, give me liberty or give me death. We also pay a great deal in terms of using drug hysteria to divert attention away from the real problems. Numerous preventable deaths occur each year by not providing drug checking services, by not removing Tylenol from oxycodone formulations, by not educating people on the risk of specific drug combinations. In general, the nation's war on drugs pits its practice, which is restricting specific groups' liberty, against its promise, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This cost is the cost of this fundamental inconsistency is incalculable. And I think we were touching on that a little bit in the last segment, that think about the billions of hours that have been wasted by putting millions of people behind bars. How many people's lives have been just thrown down the drain, and their potential to accomplish things in life, even while they might have a drug addiction, has been completely wasted. It's incalculable. You cannot have any idea how much better we all could be if all of the people who spent time just behind bars, let alone all the dead ones, could have actually done something productive with their time instead of just rotting. It has been Free Talk Live, and hopefully things won't be broken tomorrow night. I apologize about all the issues there in the last remaining moments of this episode. I don't know what the podcast is going to look like, because I think that that last segment's a little on the short side. See you tomorrow. If you want to...
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.